to Gord Poehler, who's at location at the Mount Albion part of the Red Hill Valley. And what's going on there right now, Gord?
There are three people living on platforms in trees very close to the Niagara Escarpment, which is the city of Hamilton is proposing to blast to make way for the Red Hill Expressway. And their intent is to stop the blasting of the escarpment.
So they're in trees that are left right at Mount Albion Road, which I guess is right where the blasting is going to start. How long are they able to stay in these platforms?
I believe they're equipped to stay there for quite a long time.
Okay.
Weeks.
So they're inside the injunction zone. They're right in the area of blasting. There's
apparently
three of them. They have a code name or anything they call themselves?
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Okay, so we have Peter, Paul, and Mary in trees. I guess, how many feet off the ground are they, do you know?
I would say they're about 50, 60 feet up.
Okay, so they're 50 feet off the ground in platforms. Now, yep. I understand that there's going to be a rally at 2 o'clock in the valley as well. Is that at the same location?
It's actually north of that location.
Okay.
Kevin Hamilton, the Environmentalist of the Year of Hamilton, is going to speak.
Okay.
And on the subject.
Kevin Hamilton was the fellow that was on the tree platforms the last time.
I think Kevin Hamilton inspired the present tree sitters to do what they're doing.
Okay. Are these the present tree sitters, are they on a better platform than Mr. Hamilton was on?
They're very sturdy, and they had help from professional climbers to establish themselves up there.
Okay.
They moved in during the night, Saturday night, and set up their platforms, and they're presently up there making themselves at home.
Okay, so they're in trees that are left right at Mount Albion Road, which I guess is right where the blasting is going to start. Now, this rally, it's at the arena, I understand. It's at the opposite end of where these people are, right?
Yeah, it's down behind the Rosedale Arena. It's very close to where there's a sacred fire burning in the Red Hill Valley now that's been burning for about 200 days.
Did you get a statement from any of these tree climbers, Gord, before you got a chance?
Yes, I do, and I can read it if you'd like to hear it.
Sure, I'd like to hear what they had to say.
We are here today to remind developers, city councilors, and every Hamiltonian, Ontarian, and Canadian that it is not too late to end the destruction. There are affordable alternatives. We are here today because an irreparable hole 80 meters wide and 15 meters deep is about to be blasted into the Niagara Escarpment. This action will disrupt the delicate ecosystem that exists in the Red Hill Valley even more so than has the recent tree cutting. Tree cutting that was initiated days before an election, a political statement and an insult to democracy. It took place despite ongoing negotiations between the City of Hamilton and Six Nations representatives. We are here today to remind developers, city councilors, and every Hamiltonian, Ontarian, and Canadian that it is not too late to end the destruction. There are affordable alternatives. We have not forgotten about Red Hill Valley, and we never will.
We were just speaking to Gord Poehler, who is down in the valley where yet another standoff is taking place in Hamilton against the expressway. Maggie Hughes for CBC News, Hamilton.